Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, 7:322. You know, we sang that song about work us over, you know, Lord. You feel like, God, you know, literally you feel like you've been worked over. But what we're going through and what the Lord is doing, training us, I always keep coming back to military. Now, none of us have been in the military, but I know this, that the sergeant's hard on the cadets or whatever. But the thing is to save your life. Because he's trying to train them for every circumstance that they'll come against in their life and be a victor. It does not mean because the sergeant's tough, and I'm talking about the Lord here, doesn't mean that he's mad at you. It doesn't mean that he thinks you're not doing stuff right. It's just all part of the training program. And as you continue in your walk and as you continue in your training, keep that in mind. That my Father has my best interest at heart. Like it even says in the scripture. You know, men, they are good fathers, but a lot of times it's for their benefit, not the child's. Like, be quiet. I want some peace and quiet. Whose benefit that for? You know how kids are, loud and silly. I can't stand anymore. Shut up. You know, that kind of thing. That's not the way the Lord is. Everything he does is strategic and with purpose, and it is to groom you, mold you into his image and his likeness. So keep that in mind. It says don't despise the chastening. In fact, we'll just look at that right quick. This is Hebrews. We'll just start with verse 1 because it kind of is a flow here. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Did he go through some hard stuff? You betcha. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For see, he looked at the goal. He looked at where he was wanting to attain, not what the in-between he was going through. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. He's not asking you to die for him. He's asking you to live. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth even every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, Afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. So he's telling us, as you're going through this process, take heart. View it the right way. View it for what it is. He's not mad at you. It's not about you being wrong. It's about him showing you a better way. That's what it's all about. All right, that was just the cartoon. Oh, look at my Bible. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of it is, And That's That. All right, the Lord says here, I said that you can have what you say. No longer say what you see. Discipline yourself in this area. The more disciplined you are, the more results you will see. In other words, the less mixture you have in your life. Do you realize that even Satan cannot stop you? The only thing he can do is hinder you. How? You may be thinking, this is how. By tricking you into saying what you do not want. People paint the devil as, most people in the church talk more about Satan than they do about God. Oh, the devil this, the devil that. Well, he doesn't have any power. Do you know Jesus stripped him? By tricking you into saying what you do not want. He knows how it all works. He was there when I created the earth. Or, you know, recreated it after it was in the shape it was in. He saw what I did and what I gave to my man. Jealous. Jealous. He wanted it. He's used to being sitting up there on the side of the north with the Most High. And he decided, I want this position. And he gave it to man. Even the angel said, who are men that you're mindful of them? All right, Genesis 1. 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God, when he set things back right, he said it, and that was that. All right, let's keep going. Follow my pattern, he says. All right, let's look at his pattern. All right, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So we kind of find ourselves in this situation right now. There's a lot of darkness, a lot of void, a lot of bad things in the earth right now. Bad, bad. I'd say probably, well, I don't know that it was worse than this time, but it's bad. If you're just going by natural. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. He created it, and he said, it's good. In other words, that's that. That's in that. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, And God called the firmament heaven in the evening, in the morning, or the second day. Have you heard about they're talking about the firmament under the water? I heard that and I thought, something just rang in me. You know, it's like we're in a terrarium. Curious. Then the third day, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. The earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let there be signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. It was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. God saw that it was good. What do we need to be doing right now? Well, we need to be speaking kind with kind. Kind with kind. And say, it's good. Move on. Next day. Next day. Next day. And God said, let us make man in our image. I just read to you. After our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God made it all and handed it over to the man. So now you keep it in order, just like I put it back in order. Now you keep it in order. Right? Isn't that what he said? Basically? But see, he said everything I made is good. All right. Declare what you want and call it good. Stay with the good that you have decreed. How? Keep your mind on the good. See, he has to have an image. The man has an image of how God set in order, how he made it, how it looks, how it is to be maintained. And it wasn't with pruning shears. It was with his mouth. It was with his tongue. All right, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Not on, well, I've missed it so bad. Why can't I get what the Lord wants me to get? Why can't I blah, 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 blah? Why can't I have a bigger house? Why can't I have a better job? Why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? Well, you know what? If you tend to what you got, probably he'll move you on to something else. But if you can't even tend to what you got, he's not going to move you on. Till you learn the lesson. See, God said, and it was good. He's wanting us to make the best of where we are. And as we do that, here comes promotion. More responsibility that will require more of us. Stick with the sweet, so says James. This is James chapter 3. James is talking about the one that spins his wheels constantly and never goes anywhere. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. That's verse 1. I'm thinking, Lord, as if we have a choice. I guess some have turned away and not obeyed. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Now think about that. This is just what God did in Genesis 1. He was able to do what he did because his tongue was under control. He could bridle his whole body. He could speak to things and it would happen. And as his children, we are to follow in his footsteps and do what he did. Let me read that again. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. See, when you get this mouth under control and all you do is focus on the good, say the good, speak the good, think the good, then there's power released out of your mouth. There's power and things change. Like God, they change for God. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a small, very small hem, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. I remember Charles Capps, the one that we really began to learn faith from, Lord telling him, don't speak those things like that man's car, it's a piece of junk, it's just going to fall apart on the highway. Or those people over there, they need to be fixing that. That thing's going to catch fire, burn their house down. You're wanting God to use you in powerful things, but then one minute you're saying that, and the other minute you're saying something you shouldn't be saying. Sometimes we think, Lord, why have I been here so long? What's this taking so long? Well, look in the mirror. It's not him. It's you. It's me. All right, let's keep going here. Where did I leave off?
Five.
Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Think about a match in a forest. A lit match. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. No, we've got to bring this under the lordship of Jesus Christ and his word to change it. No man can tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Now look at the wishy-washiness here. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweetened water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? Can no fountain yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of women. See, of wisdom. The more control we get over our tongues, the more we'll proceed where we need to be. When I saw the fig tree, this is the Lord speaking here, I did not second guess myself. I decreed what I wanted and I didn't look back, and then I moved on. As far as I was concerned, it was done. It was good and I acted like it was so. I acted just like my father. He is also your father. Once you decree that you that you can say, that's that, and never give it another thought. We had to come to that conclusion this week, just with people coming out here. We've been speaking, and then we had a weak day. And then we decided to agree, okay, we decree, and that's that. That means you don't touch it with your mind anymore. That means you don't care any care about it anymore. Well, God, what do you do? See what I mean? That mouth starts going off like a loose cannon, or maybe like machine gun bullets. See, that's where the devil tries to trick us. See, he knows how powerful we are. He can't speak and do what we do. Now, they do with their agenda. They just propaganda, but they do it to us because he has them do it to us because he can't do it. He knows that our words are powerful. He knows that we can have what we say. So if he can get us to say what he wants instead of what God wants us to say or we want, what does he get? The place that we're coming out of. That's what we get. All right, Mark 11. Just what the Lord said here, Mark 11. You know, a carefree person is not going to go into those deep areas and brood. That's what it means to be carefree. I believe it's free from anxious thoughts. Just things that are not the way you want them. You see things you don't like, and so that gets you to speaking things that you shouldn't be speaking. But, see, on the inside of us, we can get a picture, just like the Spirit of God was brooding upon the face of the waters. We can get a picture in our mind of what we want. Envision that. That's what you focus on. Not, well, I don't have. You see what you want. You see what you've decreed. This is your creative ability. This is the way God did it. And we are made in His likeness and image. All right, Mark 11:11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Verse 20, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Jesus didn't even notice it. He probably wouldn't have even made a comment about it, but Peter brought it to his attention. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things do you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That means you're going to act from the time you speak it. From then on, all it is, it's a done deal. That's that. And all you say is, I thank you, Lord, that's done. I thank you, Lord, I don't have to care about that. Thank you, Lord, you've taken the care of that. And you're saying to it, it's done. Satan is after your words. Don't give him any of them. Hadn't he got enough of them over the years? Isn't it time to not let him have any? Complaining or reigning, it's just really a choice. Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, and his days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of the great waters from the land of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee. O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the multitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there may be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Complaining here means a screech of anguish. I mean, we got this kind of stuff going on all over our country and all over the world. People protesting, screeching, complaining. It's happening. Jude had a take on this. Jude had some insight. Beloved, let's start with three. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a writing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beasts and those things that corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. When we don't speak the right words, we are aiding and abetting the enemy, the kingdom of darkness. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, cared about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. If we people think in their flippancy in our society today that they're going to get away with what they've done, you better think again. If you've ever read the Bible, you know God might wink at it for a minute, but he's no more winking no more. Yeah. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of their all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to preserve you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So he knew a little bit about this day. In Numbers chapter 11, it's 13. This is when the children of Israel went in. God wanted them to go in and take the land, and they came back, and two had a good report, the others didn't have a good report. What happened? They just went round and round the mountain, and one day they fell dead. What happened to those that spoke the right thing, kept the good report, even though they all saw the giants? They all saw the fruit on the pole, too. But 10 had a bad report. 2 had the good report. What happened? They had their youth renewed, and they went in, led the younger ones in, and took the land. What happens when we complain? One more psalm. This is Psalm 77. Verse 1 says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. I remembered God and his... I'd already read that. Thou holdest mine eye walking or waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of those things. The way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary, who is so great a God as our God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies went out of sound. With thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, and the lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. This way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So God's with us. He sees everything that's going on. But we have to change our tune. All right? Once you have created with your mouth, call it good. Take no thought about going forward. Just expect God to show you the way. In other words, don't get into care about it. Why are you taking so long? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? It's like Mr. Miyagi said, our pact is, I teach, you learn, but you don't question my teaching method. And he agreed. But the first rattle out of the box, he's wondering, why do you have me washing the car for? And then he has a breakdown. Sand the floor, paint the fence, wash the car, wax on, wax off. And all of that training, he gets him out there in the yard and he starts fighting with him. He starts doing, attacking him. And all that sand the floor and paint the fence and wash the car, all those things, he starts using all those movements that he used to do those things. But when he was going through it, he didn't understand. Well, you know what? We don't have to, but God does, and that's all that counts. So I encourage you today, don't look at the training as God's mad at me. It is training. He's making you better.